On today's program, the biological consequences of getting too little sleep. Dawn? Dawn, hey, wake up.
Huh? Sorry, Yael. To prepare for this show, I've been trying to stay awake as long as possible. I haven't slept for 3 days.
Jeez, that's really not a good idea. How do you feel?
Exhausted, of course, but also out of it, like I'm in a trance.
No wonder. According to sleep experts, when you stay awake for long stretches, even though you're technically conscious, the brain's frontal cortex, responsible for high-level thinking, begins to shut down. Hence your confused, trance-like state.
I kind of lost track of what you were saying. Something about my brain?
Plus, going without sleep releases extra spurts of cortisol, a hormone linked to stress, and also jolts your cardiovascular system, resulting in spikes in blood pressure and heart rate.
Doesn't sound too good.
Nope. What's more, sleep deprivation causes changes in the pancreas that look a lot like what happens if you have diabetes. And finally, in case you're not completely convinced, scientists have found that too little sleep causes a loss of bone density in rats. So not getting enough sleep really takes a toll on the body. But all of these bad outcomes can be reversed simply by getting more sleep and sticking to a regular sleep schedule. You with me, Dawn? Dawn? Guess he's already making up for lost sleep. This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. For Dawn Glass, I'm Yael Cassander.